Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, a great week, we hope, even though the stock market certainly hasn't begun on a great note. Not this week. What is going on there? We'll try to come to terms with that. We will also talk about this analogy of a new civil war. Is that what we are going through with the arguments between Republicans and Democrats over voting regulations? We'll be speaking with Jonathan Tobin about that, who believes that President Biden's analogy of a civil war with Republican efforts at voting reform, at voting integrity, that analogy is insane, basically, and makes no sense at all. Is he right? We will get to that. We'll also talk about a massive new project in Princeton to take away the racist elements from soap dispensers. Well, it's not just that, but that is there prominently. And Lindsey Graham has an ingenious strategy based upon the Democrats' successful strategy of leaving Austin, an ingenious strategy for Republican senators to deal with the difficulty of the $3.5 trillion spending plan that the Democrats are determined to push. Also, new perspective on what exactly is going on in Cuba, an inspiring monologue from Trey Gowdy, who does an excellent job. He was on Fox News, which is his new media home. We will also talk about demonstrators in the streets, and some of them running pretty wild with Nazi references. And what is it about? It is about analogizing the COVID-19 vaccinations with the Holocaust. Where is that? And no, it's not in the United States, thank goodness, not this time. It is in France. And then there is a brand new poll that suggests that 20% of Americans believe that microchips are inside COVID-19 vaccines. That according to a major study. If you believe that at all, tell me why. 1-800-955-1776, or more than that. A very crucial question, which I was just talking about with Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, and he found some great audio to frame the question. The question is this. For all of those people, and there are millions and millions of Americans who believe in President Trump deeply, and would like to see him back in office, and believe that he's right about having won the election, believe that he's right basically about most of the issues that face us. Why do you think he's wrong about vaccines? Because it seems to me that the vaccinations, to me, represent President Trump's greatest triumph of all. He said he would do it, and he did it. The Operation Warp Speed was a great success. And yet, among people who are great followers and profound admirers of President Trump, and there are tens of millions of Americans who fit that category, that is where you find most of this vaccine opposition, which is really threatening the future of our country. I mean, it really is, because does it matter if your neighbor gets your vaccine? You bet it does, because it determines the extent to which schools and the economy and institutions and baseball games can open. I mean, that you can actually go back to normal and put the entire pandemic behind us. I have two questions, actually, and I'd love to get your answers on them. 1-800-955-1776. Question number one, if you are a supporter of President Trump and an admirer of President Trump, why do you think he's wrong about vaccines? Because he's not. The second question is, let's assume that the vaccines were just halted. We just stopped them cold. People who have them, fine. Those are people who wanted them. But we're not going to make any further attempts to vaccinate anybody. My question then is, what happens? How does the pandemic subside? How do we tame it? How do we control it? If these vaccines don't work, if they're too dangerous, if you're not going to try them or receive them with the positive results that we've seen all around the world, if you're not going to do that, then what are we going to do? Or just let the pandemic run its course and kill hundreds of thousands, if not millions of more worldwide? 1-800-955-1776. Okay, this is that bit of audio, and it's President Trump talking on Fox News Primetime with Maria Bartiromo. And this was on March 17th. It's after he had left the presidency. He's no longer responsible, but he's still taking a very responsible position and boosting his own participation in development of these vaccines and urging Americans to get them. This is President Trump on March 17th, 2021. Listen.
Started manufacturing the vaccine before we really knew it worked. We saved many, many months and millions of lives by doing that, because you wouldn't have the vaccine right now if we didn't take that chance. We knew what we were doing. We knew that we felt strongly it was going to work, and we took a risk, and the risk was spending billions of dollars to develop it before we knew and before we had the approval that it was going to work. It works incredibly well, 90%, maybe even more than that. It works incredibly well, and it's really saving our country, and it's saving, frankly, the world. I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works. And we've been working round the clock, and what I got the FDA to do, this would have happened. This would have happened in many, many years from now if I didn't get involved.
Okay, President Trump taking credit, and a lot of credit that he deserves, for development of the vaccines. And the three of them that are out there that have been used, particularly the Pfizer and the Moderna, and also the J&J vaccine. But this has changed the world. It has saved millions of lives. So what is the problem? Let me mention something else. There was a piece in the Washington Post under the headline, Vaccine Hesitancy Morphs into Hostility as Opposition to Shots Hardens. That opposition has hardened despite the continued urging and cheerleading by President Trump. They point out that at CPAC, there were lots and lots of speakers, more than a half dozen, who spoke against vaccines. But the most important speaker, the climax of the entire CPAC, which just occurred in Dallas, that the entire message was from President Trump. And Sunday on stage at CPAC, as the final speaker, Trump bragged of pushing federal health agencies to make his vaccines a reality. Quote, thanks to the relentless efforts of my administration and of me, he added after a slight pause, we got miraculous therapeutics straight to patients with historic speed, and we produced three vaccines to end the pandemic in record time. The staunchly pro-Trump audience cheered. But in interviews, some attendees, huge Trump fans all, still said nothing could convince them to get their shots. Why not? And what does that mean, and why are people literally going crazy in France rioting in the streets. Well, they do that in France at the drop of a handkerchief. But why are they doing that regarding the COVID-19 vaccine, especially when the pandemic is roaring back in Europe among the unvaccinated? We will be right back with more on the MedVed Show.
He's smart, he's tough, he's sharp.
Michael MedVed.
He's not going to allow bad things to continue to happen to this country that we all love.
The Michael MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the mic Michael Medved Show. Important to keep in mind what some of the non-politicized scientists have to say about our current situation with COVID-19. There was a piece in the Wall Street Journal. It's by Leslie Beenan and Monica Gandhi. They are respectively a public health researcher at Oregon Health and Science University in Portland. And also a Professor Gandhi is an infectious disease physician and professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. And one of the things that they talk about under the reassuring data on the Delta variant is that the vaccines are not only remarkably effective on all the prior known variants, but also on the new variants that have just been coming out. This is all excellent news, they write in the journal, as is the finding that more than 99% of hospitalizations for COVID-19 are now among unvaccinated people. The vaccines are as good as first heralded, even against new variants. That unvaccinated people are still being hospitalized scores the continuing need to get as many people vaccinated as possible. That will also protect children under 12 who aren't eligible for vaccines. Cases in kids have fallen in places with high vaccination rates among adults and adolescents. And here gives you some of the perspective and some of the reason that this does deserve public attention and needs and requires public attention. In the U.S. overall, hospitalizations fell consistently from their daily peak in early January, that's January of this year, 133,214. Hospitalized every day. And that's fallen to an average of about 12,000 in late June and early July. But in the next few weeks, hospitalizations bottomed out and are actually rising in places with low rates of vaccinations and low levels of natural immunity. Hospitalizations in children have been consistently low since the first domestic COVID-19 case was found in February of 2020. And they haven't increased since Delta emerged. Now, all of this is obviously very good news. But why would it be that more and more people, and not just in the United States, but in France and around the world, would be saying no to vaccines, which really provide us with the only answer long-term to dealing with this pandemic? And if vaccines aren't the answer, what is? What do we do? Let's go in to Craig, calling in from New Jersey. Craig, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
How's it going? I'm a Republican. I listen to your show a lot. I probably believe a lot of your views, but just I felt that, you know, when Trump was president, one of the few good things that he was about, you know, and I was not a supporter physically, was that he was really rallied behind the vaccines and really,
right, agree
I thought,
with you,
put the party in a good position behind the vaccine. But it's becoming very clear to me that our party is beginning to be known as an anti-vaxxer party, and I fear that going into the midterms, even after COVID probably dissipates by then, that our suburban voters and other groups are just going to really relate us to being an anti-vaxxer party.
I think that's a very legitimate fear, and I think it's one of the reasons that I'm talking about it as much as I am. Look, and you have things like things that were said at CPAC, where they had on Alex Berenson, who's not a Republican, by the way, but he's a big anti-vaxxer, and he had people cheering when he said that President Biden had proven, had not realized his goal of getting 70% of the public vaccinated, fully vaccinated by July 4th. It was 67%. And he said, clearly they were hoping, the government was hoping that they could sort of sucker 90% of the population into getting vaccinated. He says, but it ain't happening. And the crowd cheered. And at CPAC, they had a Congresswoman, Lauren Boebert, who's a Republican from Colorado, newly elected Republican. And she said, we're here to tell government we don't want your benefits, we don't want your welfare. Don't come knocking on my door with your Fauci ouchie, meaning the vaccine. You leave us the hell alone. And do you have any sense, Craig, as a fellow Republican, why people on our side are taking this point of view?
I have a theory. I don't know if it's true, but I think that the Republican Party is very discombobulated in this kind of post-Trump era. And I think even Trump's a little discombobulated about what he should support and where he should support it or not support. And I think they see this virulent anti-vaxxer group in the Republican Party. Maybe they're not very big. Maybe they think, who knows? Like, who knows how many people they really represent? But they're really loud. And I think that the party, there are horrible people in the party. I have to name them. I'm sure you know who they are, who are exploiting this. But I think there are a lot of people in the party who are just in fear that this group might actually be relatively large. And don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, if that is true, if that group really is relatively large, that will be of tremendous cost to them, to the rest of the country, and yes, to the prospects of the Republican Party. Certainly, I agree with you completely on that, Craig. I appreciate your call. As crazy as we may be here, there's this in France. And a big piece in Associated Press says a French Holocaust survivor has denounced anti-vaccination protesters, comparing themselves to Jews who were persecuted by Nazi Germany during World War II. French officials and anti-racism groups joined a 95-year-old Holocaust survivor in expressing indignation. As more than 100,000 people marched around France against government vaccine rules on Saturday, some demonstrators wore yellow stars, recalling the ones the Nazis forced Jews to wear. Other demonstrators carried signs evoking the Auschwitz death camp or South Africa's apartheid regime, claiming the French government was unfairly mistreating anti-vaxxers with its anti-pandemic measures. I wore the star. I know what it is. I still have it in my flesh, said Josef Schwarz, who was deported from France by the Nazis. He said with tears in his eyes, it is everyone's duty to not allow this outrageous anti-Semitic racist wave to pass over us. It's also a wave that is dangerous. And what about this ideal that the vaccines contain microchips? We will get to that and to more on the MedVet Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is walking back comments regarding Facebook killing people. The administration slamming Facebook for allowing free speech on the platform. Biden saying the spread of misinformation by roughly a dozen people on Facebook is causing vaccine hesitancy across the country.
Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people. It's bad information. My hope is that Facebook, instead of taking it personally, somehow I'm saying Facebook is killing people, that they would do something about the misinformation.
Attorney General Merrick Garland sharply limited federal prosecutors' ability to obtain records of reporters' contacts when investigating government leaks of sensitive information. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, Vivek Murthy, who is the Surgeon General of the United States, who attended the regular White House press briefing to discuss a new advisory on coronavirus vaccine misinformation. People were telling things that aren't true. He said the problem right now is that the voices of credible public health professionals are getting drowned out. And then Francis Collins, who's director of the National Institutes of Health, who, by the way, people should know, is a very outspoken, serious Christian, an evangelical Christian. He's a director of the NIH, has been for a while. He said on CNN, we have to take this on frontally and not simply shrug it off as, well, if people will eventually come around to the right perspective. We're losing time here, he said. The Delta variant is spreading. People are dying. We can't actually just wait for things to get more rational. Let me go to Troy in Olympia, Washington. Troy, you're on the Medved Show.
Good afternoon, Mr. Medved. Thanks for having me on. I want to clear something up. The GOP and people are not against the vaccine. I was just at the UW. Listen to me. I was just at the UW to my oncologist. I have PLCH. It's a lung type of lung cancer. The lady told me, quote, take it at your own risk. We know nothing about the MRAs. We know nothing about what it's going to do in 10 years. We know nothing. You have been saying, well, it helps you with the vaccine if fight it better if you have it. There is no research that says that, sir. I've read every single thing there is, both sides. There is no research. I asked the UW, my UW doctor directly, and she said, quote, we have no idea. We have never made an mRNA which changes the code that speaks to your body from your DNA. They have never done it. They have no idea what it's going to do. And it's misinformation by you cherry-picking information that fits your scenario.
Okay, will you do me a favor, Troy? Just do me a favor. There's a piece that includes the medical directors and people in charge at various hospitals in the area, including Overlake Medical Center in Bellevue, including Evergreen Health, and including many more. And it appeared today under the heading, COVID-19 Vaccine Myths Are Still Spreading, Local Experts Dispel Them. And if you want to talk about the RNA, that is one of the myths that is specifically expelled here. When you say there is no research, the research has been that there have been about more than 100 million Americans who have been received vaccines, at least one of them, and I think we're getting on 200 million. And the rate of infection, and now, look, you may be in a different situation. You have cancer. You went to an oncologist at University of Washington, which is a very fine hospital, very fine medical center. And your oncologist, you said she said two different things. You said she said take it at your own risk. Or did she say take it at your own risk, or did she say don't take it?
She said take it at your own risk. We have no idea. And if you do take it, take the JNA, or the J&J, because it's not an mRNA. It does not mess with the communication between your DNA and your body. You are giving out cherry-picked information.
I am not giving out cherry. I'm not giving out cherry-picked information, Troy. I don't know who your oncologist is. I'm not sure that she would be comfortable being quoted in the terms that you are quoting her, because you may be in a special situation with your cancer, from which I hope you have a speedy recovery. But they have here in this material that I'm talking about, they say the myth, the flu vaccine made me very sick, so will the COVID-19 vaccine. Fact, in the case of influenza, the immune response is similar to the actual infection. Fatigue, chills, fevers, and muscle aches come from the immune response, says Dr. Edward Leonard, infectious disease physician at Overlake Medical Center. With COVID-19, the only component introduced into a patient is the messenger RNA. The body may experience some temporary symptoms like chills, but these are normal and typically don't last long. According to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, messenger RNA teaches cells how to generate an immune response inside the human body without actually introducing the virus. Dr. Leonard says he has seen many people feel better about the benefits and safety of the vaccine after understanding that it won't make them sick beyond temporary symptoms. And that is, it seems to me, well worth keeping in mind. We'll post this entire thing about myths and facts here on at michaelmedved.com. Okay, we also got something from Brian in Kirkland. He says, Mike, I am a conservative who will not get the vaccine, and it has nothing to do with politics. Here are eight reasons. One, they are still only EUA status, emergency use authorization status, he means. Two, no long-term safety data. Three, short-term safety data questionable with a lack of a formal and required side effect reporting. 30% to 40% of healthcare workers did not get it. Workers did not get it. I don't believe that is any longer the case. And they having much higher exposure risk. 5. I am 41 and my risk of serious illness is low. Death is 0.101% chance. And he says ivermectin is an effective, safe treatment that has been censored. I am not socially persuaded only by logic and reason. I make such an important, potentially life-changing decision. 8. Censorship exists. Thanks. Love your show and books. Well, thank you for that. The only point that I would make with you here is, okay, if what you say is true, and I know that you believe it, do you believe that all of the medical institutions and all of the medical leaders and the Surgeon General of the United States and all of the people who worked for President Trump and worked with President Trump, like Surgeon General Adams with President Trump and Surgeon General Murty with Joe Biden and Francis Collins at the NIH and Rochelle Walensky or Dr. Redfield at the CDC, any of them, all of them, are they all crooks? What's their motivation in trying to promote this vaccination if it's so dangerous? And by the way, for the companies themselves, the problem with liability, if there was any rational reason to fear the results of taking these vaccines, the legal exposure would be so enormous. And to say that that they would be free from that is not true. I mean, it's very obvious, it seems to me, that the drug companies have an enormous investment in making sure that the vaccine is safe and effective, and every indication from around the world indicates that they are. And number two, that the federal departments and agencies that have provided the emergency use authorization, that they would be behaving in a responsible way that has in mind the best health and the best outcome for the American people. And the question is, if you take this vaccine away, or you have people stop receiving it, if the number of vaccinated Americans goes down or stays the same, won't go down, it just stays the same, doesn't get larger, then what is the ultimate outcome of the pandemic? Or do we just live with several hundred thousand needless deaths every year? We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are 4 key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
On the Michael Medved Show, a report that 20% of Americans believe microchips, yes, microchips are inside COVID-19 vaccines. False content has been published on social media regarding the microchip theory, with many conspiracy theorists saying that COVID-19 is just a cover-up to track people using the vaccines. 20% of all Americans believe that? A new survey indicates a significant portion of the American public believes conspiracy theories alleging the government is using coronavirus vaccines to spy on the U.S. population. A poll from YouGov and The Economist found that Republicans are still the political group with the greatest level of hesitancy when it comes to receiving inoculation. 29% of Republicans said they will not get vaccinated, outpacing the 23% of independents and 4% of Democrats who answer the same. It's extraordinary, the difference between 23% or 29% of Republicans, 4% of Democrats. Among those who won't get vaccinated, the survey asked respondents to explain why they are rejecting the jab, the Fauci ouchie, as Congresswoman Boebert would describe it. Others, some said they are worried about the vaccine side effects. Others say they believe the coronavirus threat was exaggerated in the first place. And others believe the U.S. government is using COVID vaccines to plant microchips on people. And then there's this. This week, Republican state lawmakers in Tennessee successfully pressured health officials to stop outreach to children for all vaccines. Now, this is not just for COVID-19. They aren't vaccinating children under the age of 13 on COVID-19. But this Tennessee bill prohibits sending reminders about the second dose of a COVID vaccine to adolescents who had received one shot, or communicating about any inoculations, like the flu shot or human papillomavirus or anything else. Make sense? Not to me. Let us go to Steve in Tacoma. Steve, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Doing well.
Good. I severely get to agree with you, but this is one of those chances, so I thought I'd take an opportunity to do so.
I welcome it. Go ahead.
One of your previous callers had said that their oncologist told them that they don't have data going out 20 years, which is rather arbitrary because there's not really any new drug that has 20 years. But in this case, actually, mRNA does have more than 20 years of trials. They've been using it as a trial therapy for cancer since the 90s. So they have been injecting people with mRNA vaccines, for lack of a better description. It's actually a cancer treatment, but it acts the same as this drug does. That's why Pfizer was able to get it out so quickly. There's decades of use and research in this. So there are people who have been taking mRNA treatments for 30 years, 20, 30 years. We have the data.
Let me ask you this, Steve. Why do you think there are so many Americans, particularly so many self-described conservative Americans, who are resistant to this vaccine or suspicious of it?
I think it's because it came out as through political channels, the messaging for it so early, and conservatives tend to have a healthy fear of the big government. So
yeah,
but most
Republicans and conservatives love and admire President Trump. And President Trump, I just found another statement where he was urging people to get the vaccine. See, I don't see why people aren't struck by the contrast between tremendous loyalty to President Trump and yet doubting the vaccine, which his development was his proudest achievement during 4 years as president. I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your background, which is very important there, Steve. Thank you for it. In a report this month, the Kaiser Family Foundation found a growing vaccination divide between Republicans and Democratic areas, with nearly 47% of people in counties won by President Biden fully vaccinated, compared with only 35% of people in Trump counties. In a recent Washington Post ABC News poll, 47% of Republicans said they weren't likely to get vaccinated, 47% higher than the 29% figure I'd seen before. 47% of Republicans said no, nope, not likely to get vaccinated. 6% of Democrats take that position. This is one of those issues where I do think that what Steve said is largely true. Generally, conservatives, Republicans are more suspicious of government. But here, does that mean that when you go to a doctor, when you have a serious illness, when you have cancer, as our caller did, or as I did, that you're going to doubt what you're going to be told by the physician that you've chosen to go to? Would you doubt someone who works more at a public hospital than at a private hospital? I mean, it just seems that that we ought to give a little bit of confidence in people in the medical profession who are, here in the United States, the best in the world. Frank in Tacoma, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Frank.
Hi, I have a friend who is a Republican who's not taking the vaccine because the Democrats, before they stole the election, said that they don't want to take Trump's vaccine. They don't trust anything that that administration would come out with. Trump did warp speed, and now that they got the presidency, they're pushing everybody to take it. It'd be nice if my friend said they can give a little bit of kudos to the previous administration and warp speed and coming up with the vaccine. He said if they don't want to give credit where credit's due, I'm not going to get the vaccine. So that's his reasoning.
By the way, I think he probably speaks for a lot of people. And I think this is a very good and important call. One of the things that I said, and it was in the first week of the Biden administration, is that he ought to bring President Trump to the White House and get him involved with promoting the vaccine. Give him some credit. For God's sake, they can give him Presidential Medal of Freedom. They can give him whatever he wants. But President Trump could influence millions of people here. Now, he's already been pretty clear about his support for the vaccine. But if he goes out, not knocking door to door, but just with a series of rallies that are not about the stolen election or not about any aspect of his policy, but are defending his legacy and defending the country, that that if he did that, I do believe that there would be more support from Trump loyalists than there has been. And I think that Joe Biden has made a terrible mistake not to include President Trump and other leading Republicans. Mitch McConnell just made a very good statement. He said that Mitch McConnell, Kentucky minority leader, encouraged Americans to get vaccinated, citing his experience as a childhood survivor of polio. "We have not one, not two, but three highly effective vaccines," Senator McConnell said. "So I'm perplexed by the difficulty we have finishing the job," he said. Let's go forward. Politico reports that the Harris poll says, this is back in September. Kamala Harris says she wouldn't trust Trump on any vaccine released before the election. And on CNN September 5th, she said, the current vice president, "I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump on the reliability of a vaccine," Harris said. The California senator, however, added that she would trust a credible source who could vouch that a vaccine was safe for Americans to receive. Well, obviously, there have been those credible sources in abundance to confirm the vaccine that President Trump led the development of. And frankly, Vice President Harris, you might help persuade some people and also look good in the process if you did something of an apology on saying that you wouldn't trust Trump on any vaccine. Now you have people saying, "I wouldn't trust Biden on any vaccine." This is a pathetic state for our country to be in when we're still trying to finish a pandemic. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit about the pandemic of hysteria about voting regulations and voting reform and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.